Today's Shir and Mishnah Berurah is Daf Pei Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the middle of Siman Nun Gimel, discussing the laws of who is worthy to be the Chazan. We're in the middle of Sif Dalet, and we were starting yesterday to talk about the laws of what is considered worthy for being the Shliach Tzibur. And we'd spoken out the definition of the first words of the Mechaber, Shehei Reikon Mi'averus, who should be free of sin. And now we're up to the next words of the Mechaber. V'shelo yotza olov shem ra afilu bialduso. The Mechaber tells us that the chazan that you'd like to appoint cannot have a bad reputation, even if that bad reputation is from his youth. In Sif Katan Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Dafka lemanosu lechatchila. That's when you're talking about starting to choose the chazan anew. However, if he's already been the chazan, avolaviro l'salko, acha shehuchsach shliach tzibur. Once he's already been established as a shliach tzibur, now details about his past come out. Kivon shelo nishma lov ato meuma. Since nowadays nothing bad is being said about him, it's only from the past. You do not remove him. However, mihu kishiyodzal lov ato shem ra. But now if rumors go abound about this chazan and they don't stop, then afilu yochid mocha olav laviro, then even an individual is allowed to protest and say, I don't want this person representing me as the shliach tzibur, and that would be fine. He tells us to look in Sif Chav Hei, in the Bir Halacha there, and it will be addressed when we reach that Sif. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this Sif Katan by saying, "Im nizbara be'edim shechata." If we have witnesses that he sinned, so then im also tshuva ein maviru noso l'kuliyama. Then, even though we have witnesses that he sinned, if he has done tshuva and he's already appointed as the chazan, we don't retract that appointment, and everybody agrees he can remain as the chazan. In Sif Katan Tazayin, the Mishnah says, even if this bad reputation was when he was a child. And he adds, "Afilu nizbara lanu she'asa os tshuva al zeh inyan." We shouldn't appoint somebody with a bad reputation as a child. If we are now appointing him and we know about his bad reputation, you shouldn't do that. And this is even if you know that he did tshuva. Afilu hochi in lemanosu lachila l'shliach tzibur. One should not appoint him to be a shliach tzibur. Shliach tzibur shekvar haviru v'amad kach yomim v'shonim v'askom asakol. If somebody was the shliach tzibur once and no longer is the shliach tzibur, for various reasons it was accepted upon the tzibur not to have him as the shliach tzibur, v'rotzim achshav lemanoso, and now they want to reappoint him again after a stoppage of a number of years, so now we view this as not a reappointment but as a brand new appointment. Havikitrilas kabbalah v'afilu mit yicholim lemchos, and then anybody can protest that they don't want him to represent them. If the people that are protesting are the leaders of the community, that's as if the entire community is protesting. If this isn't the place where there are certain selected individuals, and they're the ones that are given the total power, then if the individuals who selected the candidate were given the power to select the candidate, for example, you have a search committee, so then even the Parnassim of the Tzibur can't protest once they've appointed these people to be the search committee. It's very important to point out here, Dirshu footnote number 31, which actually goes on Mishnah Berurah later on in Siv Katan Chav Beis, but it's very important to point that over here, that what about Le'inyan Balei Tshuva Shebedorenu? If you have people that started off their lives as non-observant, non-from people, didn't know any better, and now they, Baruch Hashem, become Balei Tshuva, and they have wonderful voices, and they're wonderful individuals, and they're great Talmidei Chachamim, but they were non-religious when they were growing up. Is that also included in this Afilu B'Yalduso? So Rav Vosner Zatzal writes, Shekol Hadiyun B'Poskim Hu Ba'anoshim Shomri Torah Mitzvah. So when we're talking about people with bad reputation, it means FFBs, from birth. And if they have a bad reputation, so then they shouldn't be appointed lechatchila as the shliach tzibur. However, elu shayu rechokim mishmiras Torah mitzvos, people that grew up in a non-observant household and may have done many terrible things without knowing that they were terrible things when they were an irreligious young boy, v'shavu b'tshuva el Hashem, and now they have done a complete true shuva, v'nasu shomri Torah mitzvos, and they become observant Jews who are shomri Torah mitzvos, v'nikeres kashrus maaseim, and it's clear that they're good, erlucha, wonderful individuals. So Rav Vosner says, they're considered as if they're a brand new entity, as a baby that just was born. And they're considered like panim chadoshos, like new people coming here, and they're perfectly wonderful people to choose l'chadchila as being the shliach tzibur. The Mechaber continues with the next characteristic of the chazan. He should be a humble person, and he should be desired by the tzibur that he be the chazan for them. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he writes, bringing down from the Maharam Mintz, the following tshuva, Yizoah Chazan, the chazan, who is wanting to be the chazan for the tzibur, wants to be the shliach tzibur, should be very careful. Im yesh riv ukitata bein shnei bali batim, if there's a fight, unfortunately, between two people in the shul, he should stand by and not get involved. Yei b'shev yaltasi. He shouldn't get involved in this machlokas. Heim b'dibur, whether it's by speaking about it, heim b'maisa, by some sort of an action, heim b'goli, heim b'seisa, whether it's publicly or hidden away, he should not get involved. Certainly, certainly shouldn't get involved with somebody else from a different city who's getting into a fight with one of the members of his community. The person, the chazan, should sit by and not get involved. Even if this person is a mechutin, even if this person is a relative of his, don't take their side, don't get involved in machlokas. If he does have a problem with one of the individuals in the community, so then he has to make this known to the Rav and ask the Rav, what should I do? I'm in a fight or in a quarrel or squabble somewhat with this individual. So he has to go to the Rav and say, am I able to represent this tzibur as the shliach tzibur? What should I do to mend this rift? However, if he's not the party at fault, it's the other side that's totally at fault for reasons that are unclear. That person doesn't get along with him and he hasn't done anything to provoke it or cause it. Then he's held obviously not responsible. What's the poor guy supposed to do? In the issue footnote number 26, he brings down what happens if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't like one of the people in the shul. So he is mechuyev, he brings down later on from Sifkat Nun Zayin, he is mechuyev to go and explicitly state that I'm going to try to remove this kinna that I have from my heart about this person, and I certainly intend to be motzi him in any tfilos that I say. The next characteristic to make somebody worthy, hagun, to be the Shliach Tzibur, the Mechaber writes, v'yesh lo ni'ima v'kolo arev. He finally gets down to a characteristic which unfortunately most people think is the primary characteristic. He has to have a nice, pleasant voice. And that's a mila, but it's not the first mila that's written over here. And then the Mechaber continues, Uragil likros Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and he certainly should be somebody who is fluent, regular in the reading of Tanakh. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yuches states about this. Why should he have to be familiar with Tanakh specifically? Because there are many, many psukim from all over Tanakh in the Tefillah, and this way, if he's familiar with Tanakh, he'll be familiar with the psukim that are in the Tefillah, and he'll be able to say them without fumfering and mispronouncing the words. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Gamim eino ragil likros hu b'chlal meiser ozdu mishmoa Torah." He brings down the name of the El Yeraba, that if a person doesn't learn Tanakh regularly, or at least learn regularly, so then he is as if he's avoiding the words of the Torah, and this is itself is an abomination for his tefillah. His tefillah becomes an abomination. Furthermore, the Mishnah recites, Prima Gordon writes, in Simon Tof Kuf Pei Aleph, talking about the Yom Noroim, he brings down there on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we especially have special chazonim, certainly there one should appoint a chazon that has the following characteristics as well, which aren't necessarily essential for a non-Yomim Noroim chazon or a person who's a chazon on an occasional basis. These additional characteristics he brings down are that he should be married. The Shliach Tzibur should ideally be married. In the issue footnote number 28, he brings down the reason for this is because Shetielo Isha L'Shomer Minachet, the person who's married, will hopefully not be involved in various sexual improprieties and immoralities that hopefully by being married he's saved from. His wife will save him from those horrors and temptations. Likewise, he should be at least 30 years old, Ben Shloshim. Dirshu footnote number 29 brings down the reason for this is because the Levim started to do the Avod at the age of 30, and the Tefillah is Keneged, the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it seems that that should be comparable. The Matei Ephraim at the end of footnote 28 also brings down that the person once was married and now is, unfortunately, a widower. He is acceptable, even L'chatrila, while he's a widower, to be appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah continues from this discussion that on Yomim Noroim he should be married and at least 30 years old. Mashma b'shayim also shown to imply him for the rest of the years I have mentioned. Afilu eino nasu, if he's not married, it's acceptable. However, he does point out mikol makom nira li the nasi kodim lebachar, that it's preferable even the rest of the year that he should be married, and a married person would take a precedence over a younger bachelor. Va'afilu im nismali zikono. And this is true even if the bachelor is not a youngster, but he is a person whose beard is filled the age of 18 to 20 or so. Lav dafka, he actually has to have a beard, but he could potentially grow a beard. Dishu footnote number 29 brings down some additional thoughts. He writes, what happens if there's nobody in the Beis Knesses, nobody in the shul that has reached the age of 30 years old? For example, in a yeshiva-type minyan, where there maybe no rabbein there, or the boys are davening for whatever the reason without an older person. So the Matei Ephraim brings down, Shiroi shal koponi yeh ben esum v'chomek shonim. Try to pick the older boy, a 25-year-old boy. Furthermore, if you have a choice between two people, one is the Ben Torah and the Yorichet, however, he's not married and he's not a certain age that's necessary. The other one's a Pasha Yid. He's married, he's older than 30. Who should we pick? So the Mishnah Brurin in Sifkot Yud Gimel writes, Pashut Shah Ben Torah called him. It's much better to have the younger unmarried Talmud Chacham than the older married plain person who's not a Talmud Chacham. Likewise, you have a choice between two people to choose. One of them is married, but he's under 30. And the second one is 30 years old, but he's not married. So you have an older bachelor versus a younger married person. So he brings down from Rav Ozner, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, Shahanosui, the married person, takes precedence over the 30-year-old person. Why is that? Because the reason for marriage, we've already explained, is Shetia Lo Ishto, Isha Shomro Min Amchait. There's a real purpose for this, whereas the allusion to 30 years old is only an asmachta of sorts. It's an allusion to the idea that the Levim did their avodah at the age of 30, but it's not an etzem din. So therefore, Rav Ozner says that if the choice is between an unmarried older bachelor and a married younger man, take the married younger man. In Dirshu footnote number 30, it brings down that on an irregular basis, on an occasional basis, one can appoint, Rav Ozner says, a non-married person. The idea that a married person takes precedence is when you're talking about a permanent, regular shliach tzibur and not on an occasional basis. And especially in a yeshiva-type minyan where you mostly have young boys, so then it's certainly acceptable to have one of the younger, unmarried boys daven for the omid. Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes, Im ein motziim mi shahoya bo kol amidus elu. If, as unfortunately is common the case, you can't find somebody that has all the characteristics that we've outlined in the previous sif, so what should you do? So the Mechaber writes, Yivcharu ha-tov shebetzibur, b'chochma uv'masim tovim. Pick the best choice that you have available based upon wisdom and good deeds. The Ramah adds, Hago, b'mhoyo kan am ha'aretz zokin. If the choice is between a elderly am ha'aretz, the kolo noim, who has a beautiful voice, the ha'am chafetzim bo, and everybody is desirous to hear this melodious chazan sing, but he's not a talmud chacham. Uben Yud Gimel Shana, and you have this barely bar mitzvah age boy. Ha mevin ma shomer. He's not necessarily even a big talmud chacham, but he understands what he's saying. The ein kol noyim, and he doesn't have such a sweet voice. Ha katan hu kodem. He brings down in the name of the Mordechai, based upon the Gemara in Chulin, that the young person who doesn't have a great voice, doesn't have any of the other characteristics that we've said, married above the age of 30, but he knows at least what he's saying, takes precedence over an older chazan with a beautiful voice who's married and is above the age of 30, but doesn't know what he's saying. An amazing din. Furthermore, the Ramah says, Misha avar averi b'shogeg, if somebody sinned accidentally, kigon, for example, shaharag ha-nefesh b'shkoga, b'chaza b'tshuva, he killed somebody accidentally, maybe in a car accident or something like that, and he's done tshuva. So he brings down mutal yo shliach tzibur. Such a person can be chosen as the shliach tzibur. However, avolam also b'mezid lo, we don't allow such a person l'chatrila if he did this intentionally to be the shliach tzibur. However, the mikom makom yotzo lo shem ra kodem hatshuva, because he has a bad reputation even prior to his doing tshuva. So we wouldn't appoint him l'chatrila, as we've already pointed out. Once he's already appointed and we know he's done tshuva, we don't have to take away that appointment. In Sifkot Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah explains that amazing Ramah, who said that the young 13-year-old boy who barely knows what the davening means takes precedence over the older, beautiful-voiced chazan who doesn't know what the davening means. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, Afilu liyo shliach tzibur kavua. This is talking about a permanent position. As long as he is 13 years old, behevi shtei saros, he has the physical and chronological requirements of being a bar mitzvah, so then he takes precedence with his limited knowledge of Torah over the older person who has no knowledge of Torah. In Sifkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "The lo mikre ain pirko noy el adavke shera muad lasos dvarim she'enem mugarim." The only person that we really don't want to be lechatril up there is a person who intentionally did sins and acted in an appropriate fashion. Abu Misha bol yodu shigas ma'isu mischarid, but somebody who by accident did a sin and now is very regretful that he did that sin, hareiz et tzadik gomer lechol dvarav. Such a person is a tzadik gomer. He sinned unintentionally and he regrets it. Such a person can even be appointed lechatchila to be the chazan. But if he did it b'mezid, we said no. If he did it intentionally, in Sivkot and Chapalot, the Mishnah Berurah writes, lav dafka hori, you don't have to be talking about a capital crime like killing somebody else. Do adin sharaveiros, it's any intentional sins that he did, as we pointed out earlier in Sif Dalet. So he shouldn't have a bad reputation. So if he's known to have done certain sins, so then one shouldn't appoint such a person. The king of Kolbo Beferish, and this is explicitly stated in the Rishon, the Kolbo's works, as brought down by the El Yerab. The Mishnah Berurah follows up on this further in Sivkot and Chavbez, and he writes, look at the Mogen Avram, who brings down the name of many poskim, the Afilu Bemezit, that even if a person intentionally sinned, but Kol Sheshav, if he has done tshuva, Shori Leo Shliach Tzivu Kavua, we can appoint him L'chatchila. Different than what we just said, he brings this down, that we nowadays can accept a person who's done tshuva, even though he did his sins intentionally. The Davka Linyan Tanis Tzibu Machmiru, only on certain days, such as a Tanis Tzibu day, you want the Pchazen to be perfect. Shelo Yotz Olav Shem Ra'afil Mi'aduso, that he doesn't even have a bad reputation from his youth. Avol Leo Shliach Tzibu Kavua L'shayimos Hashanah, but to be the regular Chazen the rest of the year, one can appoint them even in l'chatchila, as long as kol sheshav b'tshuva, as long as he did tshuva. Uchazehevi prima gadim b'shem el yirab al aloch. And this is, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, what the prima gadim says, the name of the el yirab is aloch l'maisa. We don't start checking out the person. If he's done tshuva, that is acceptable. Furthermore, the el yirab writes, on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, the b'yom and Oroyim, there, we should try to pick a person who doesn't have a bad reputation, even though he did tshuva. Like this, one should try ideally not to have somebody who's ever had a bad reputation, but for Yamim no Rayim, we should absolutely try to have such a person who doesn't have a bad reputation, even though he did tshuva, for the rest of the year. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to be so careful. And this is all shalol manos lechatchila. This is all talking about lechatchila. Abul ein misalkin also lukuliyama imshav tshuva. But we certainly don't remove the person if we didn't know about this, as long as we know that he's done tshuva. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says shliach tzibur shahotzi pamim rabos treifos mitachas yodo misalkin also mishliach tzibur. If the shliach tzibur on several occasions was found to have non kosher food items treifos in his possession, so then we remove him from being the shliach tzibur. The shuv dainin lei kemezit, because now we consider him no longer as he accidentally again had treifos, but we consider him mezit. The prima gadim says even maybe if it's one time we have to be judging him kemezit. However, but if he's done tshuva, then we don't remove him, as we said already previously, even if it happened many times, as long as we know for certain that he did tshuva. This will conclude today's shiur.